This Shabbos, Mr. Morin, the Parsha Shoftim. Tonight is also Rosh Chodesh Elul. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul happens to be the yard site of my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, Elah Shalom. So I'll dedicate this year Lila Nishmasa, Mars Chana Peril, Bas of Shalom. Elah Shalom. We'll talk something that relates a little bit to Kaddish. Point of departure is a pasuk towards the end of the Sedra. In Parsha Shoftim, the Torah describes towards the end of the Sedra that if the Jewish people are going out to battle, so there's a whole procedure that's followed by the individual known as the Kohen Mashuach Melchama, who would give a big speech, a big inspirational talk to get the people ready for battle. And he would also at that time excuse certain individuals from having to participate in the battle. Somebody just got married, or actually just got betrothed, or someone may have just built a home, and so on. In the very end of that section, the Pasuk says in the Oran Parak Chav Pasuk Ches, and also the other officers would speak, and the Amru, of anybody who is frightened or faint of heart, anybody like that, should leave and go back home. Let him not melt the heart of the other people the way his heart is melted. In other words, somebody who's frightened is excused from participating in the war. What does it mean that he's frightened? So Rashi Chumash quotes a little bit, and the sugi of Maseches Sota, it's actually a Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says towards the end of the Parak, which is known as Parak Mashroch Machama, and the Mishnah says V'yosu Ashotun L'Daber Alam. Right, the Mishnah quotes Arab Sukkim. Then it says, what does that mean? Rekiva Omer Hayore V'Rach Halev V'Kimashmo. It means, what do you think it means? The guy was frightened, you know, he's frightened. She'eino yochol lama b'kishra ha'machoma. The guy is too nervous to participate in the war, v'liros cheref shlufa, to see drawn spears and swords. I mean, the guy is frightened. Something is wrong with the person, just this shakes him up, sees, trembles when he sees, to put it in contemporary terms, he'll see tanks, he'll hear bullets whizzing, see guns, and so on and so forth. So this frightens him. That's a b'kiva.
The only problem is that the person who is not frightened, something wrong with him.
Yeah, right, isn't everybody frightened, right. So, you know, there's a story once that one of the Maskilim sort of made fun of the, I like to make fun of the halacha and the people who committed to tradition. Sometimes there's some kind of a play someplace where they had an assembled group of people and one guy was playing the Mashroch Muhammad, gets up and he says that everybody who has just got married should leave. So a bunch of people. If anyone just built a house, should leave. A bunch of people left. Anyone built a vineyard, and we find there's only people. There are only two people left. There's only go on the Shagas Aryeh. Only two people are still there. That's the story.
Then they said by a purpose field, and you see them still.
Oh, guys, so I heard that when they told the story of the Chaim, he said they forgot the end. There's only going to Shagas Aryeh won the war. It was the win. I don't know, there's probably different versions of the story if it ever happened at all. But anyway, so this is the Mishnah in Sotah Mem Da'alam and Aleph. So Rabbi Kiva Omer Hayor Barachalev Kimashmo Shene Cholom Rekishmo Chomo Yos Chayb Sufa. That's Rabbi Kiva. Yes, Aglili Omer Hayor Barachalev Of Zel Mishyare Min Ha'averos Shabiyado. This is a guy who's frightened because he knows that he's committed various averos, and now he realizes that his life's at stake, so all the bad deeds that he did can come back, and now it's payback time, right? So that's what he's afraid of. So it's not to embarrass the person. There can be other people leaving anyway, so who knows if he left, maybe he just got engaged, maybe he just built a house. No one's going to know that he's running away because he's afraid of all the averos, so that's why he leaves. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Amon of the Kohen Gadol, Gushal Chutz the Kohen Hedjep, Mamzeris and Asin Yisrael, Bas Yisrael and Mamzel and Asin, Harei Hu Ayore, Virach Aleva. Somebody who married somebody who wasn't supposed to marry, didn't have Vera, that's what he's afraid of. That's the mission. So the mission goes on to something else. On Amud Beis, the Gemara asks right away, Ma'ika Beis Yosi Yisrael. I mean, what's the difference? The last two opinions seem the same. Yisrael said in general the person did Averas, he's afraid of Averas. But Yosi gave a list of some specific Averas. He married someone who married that he wasn't supposed to marry such a person. So the Gemara answers, no. It says, Ika Benah Averas Rabbanon. Okay, Kaman, the Machlok is by an Averas Rabbanon. Kaman Azra Hodatanya Soch Bein Tfilo Tfilo Averi Biyado. The Mishnah gives, the Gemara gives an example of somebody talked between the Tzon Shal Yad and the Tzon Shal Rosh. Not supposed to talk. I said they have a hefsek in between, an issue with the brachas and so on. You're not allowed to have a hefsek. Soch Bein Tfilo Tfilo. He conversed, but putting on in between putting on the Tzon Shana and Tzon Rosh. That's called Aver B'yad. V'chozer Aleh Me'orcha Melchama. And with that, he can go back from the battlefield. Keman, who's that like? That's Kabir Saglili. That's Kabir Saglili. Because that's not an Aver. And the Torah doesn't say anywhere in the Torah not to talk between the Tzon Shana and the Tzon Rosh. That's how Rashi explains. Mitzvah Rabbanan, the Amr Baha Kol Yotzen Amr Namri, that's the wrong Rashi, excuse me. Here it is, I'm sorry, Aver Rabbanan. The Gemara says Aver Rabbanan, Rashi explains, the Yosag Lila Filo Aval Diver Sof Mechozer. According to Yosag Lila, even if you violate only a Din de Rabbanan, you're allowed to go back, go leave the battlefield. Where Biosi, the other Biosi says, no, that's Stammer Biosi is Biosi Ben Charafta. That's the other Biosi here. So Biosi, Ad She Yavar Al Devar Torah. No, I have to violate something that's in the Torah. Dumya, something like Amon Le Koin Godel, or Kagon Shen Nosa, the Ikeisir, you violated the Isir, you know, the Raiso. Fine. But that's the example the Gemara gives there, interestingly, is Soch Bein Tfilah Letfilah. Even for such an Aver, a person goes back, Me'orcha Mechama. Now, there's a comment made by the Hagos Maimonios, and his comment there in the Rambam, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Tfilah, we'll see shortly, and that's what we'll talk about at the beginning part of the year, that why it's there. But in parak Zion of Hilchos Tfilah, Os Ayin in Hagos Maimonios, it says as follows. Garcin in the Yerushalmi, says in the Yerushalmi, Hamisaper ben Yishtabach Liotzer Or. Somebody who talks in between the recitation of Yishtabach and the beginning of Yotzer Or. If it's Hamisaper ben Yishtabach Liotzer Or, Avera Hibiyado, that's considered an Avera, V'chozer Olea Merachom Lechomo. You can go back from the battle. That's like the Argamar never gave that example. Argamar just said Soch Ben Tfilah Letfilah. But the Ram, the Hagos Manos quotes Yerushalmi. Here in the Frankel edition of Rambam has a footnote Lefonenu Lesa. So we don't have that narrow version of the Yerushalmi, but we know the Yerushalmi there were different Kisvayad and so on. So Hagos Manos had such a Rambam that another had such a Yerushalmi rather that another example of the type of Avera for which a person can leave the battlefield because they're afraid of air, like parallel to Soch Ben Tfilah Letfilah. A guy conversing between putting on the Tzon Shayab Tzon Rosh. It's also somebody conversing between the recitation of Yishtabach and Yotze Or, who converses at that particular point. That's how it goes on. Actually, it's brought down as well by the Tor in Arachayim Siman Nun Aleph. The Tor also cites this Yerushalmi, so evidently there was such a Yerushalmi, at least at one time. Extant, it says, V'chem Rivim the Tor, V'chem Yesh B'Yerushalmi, Hasach Ben Yishtabach Liyotze Or, Avera he biyada v'chozin alea me'amar chamel choma. Okay? And then he says, it's not more chomer than the Krishna, right? So that discusses, we know that sometimes, Mishnah beginning the second paragraph of Brachas tells us sometimes you can talk even in the Krishna, depending upon whether the person is responding to a greeting, initiating, and with that cover, now you're, or whatever, that's the tour goes on to say that it's not more chomer than other places on the talk, but it is such a din, and he quotes the Yerushalmi. Again, according to the footnote here, Lefaneinu Lesa, there's no such Yerushalmi that we know about, but nevertheless it appears in the, you know, it does appear in the halacha. And the Yerushalmi, according to the Hagos Manos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din as well in Orachaim and Siman, not in Siman Nun Aleph, where the Torah has it, but in Siman Nun Dalad in Siv Gimel, where it says the following. So Nun Dalad Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Hamasaper ben Yishtabach Liotzer Aver Biyadah Rechozer Alem Arachom Lechomer. It's actually brought down, even though the, you know, those dinim don't exactly apply, but the Mechaber brings this Lashon over here, again based on this Hagos Manos from this Yerushalmi. So this is considered an Avera. The Mishabur quotes in this cotton, hey, what's wrong with the Ksiv Bar Kor? Because it says in the Pasuk, in our Pasuk, in Parashat Shoftim, Mia Ish, Hayar Barach, Alev, Yelach, Yoshua, Leveso, Vamru Chazal, Hayar, Mever, Ish, Vyadav, Zug, Gam, Kim, Bichol, Aver, He. And he cries, Al, Your Rabba, Kaas, of Mishen, Matei, Moshe, Klippos, Nivatni, Laalos, Atfila, this is already a Kabbalistic point, that, you know, something interferes with his Tfila, and Sukkazim usually takes care of that, but if he's talking between, so he cancel out whatever benefit that brought. But anyway, that din appears in the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Mishomer Shel Tzorchei Tzibor Lufsof Tzaka Mishaboy Span Tzaka Mutter Lahapsik. But if it's some communal need or something, so then it's mutter to talk at that point. There are more eds. Umizem Nispashet Mashenogu Bahar Mekomas Levarach Chole. Not our practice today, but the Rambam says that apparently sometime they used to make a A person had ikav atzvil, a person would hold up the davening because he needs to take some of the judgment. That was mutter ben yishtavach liyotu. The chol zeh mikra letzorach mitzvah. Now here is the point of Ramoed. So sometimes for tzorach mitzvah, it's mutter to talk in between. Okay. Now the Ramoed has something important. He says ulachar kach kishechozrin lispalel. When you go back, if you interrupt it for a particularly, for an important purpose, I'll just give an example, the post can talk about. We do that, and it's Rosh Chodesh El, so exactly a month is Rosh Hashanah, so we say, our practice, we say, Shir Amalas Mimamakim, right? Mimamakim Kosi Hashem, that's in between, Yishtabach and Yotzeror, right, at that point. But anyway, but if you stop for one of these other reasons, which the Mechaber says is mutter, so the Ramor writes, L'achar kach kishechozvin lispalo, yomar hashatz niktsas psuke de zimra, v'yomer kaddish aleihem. I want something interesting. If you stop for an appropriate reason, some kind of communal need, that I make a mishaber for chol, again, it's not our practice today, but the Ramor said it's mutter, and now you're going to go back and continue the davening, now you're going to continue with kaddish, and you finish melech. Now you make this announcement, or you mevarach lechola, whatever it is. Now you're going to now you tell the chazan continue. You're going to continue with kaddish. He should say to himself some psukim. Yomar hashatz miktsas psuke de zimra. A few psukim from psuke de zimra. The yomar kaddish alein. He should say the kaddish on those psukim. Says the Ramor, ki la'olam ein omrim kaddish below tehilo shalafonam. You never say a kaddish. Writes the Ramor here again. This is our chaim sin and nun dalid. The Ramor writes, we don't say a kaddish without some words of praise, some psukim of praise beforehand. And he says, V'lochein maschilin arvis below kaddish. That's when we start, my arvis no kaddish. And this is far, they say some psukim taka, they say shir malas, right? And then they say chatzi kaddish before baruch. We go right into baruch, right? Okay, so that's the point that Ramor adds, that we don't say kaddish. Kaddish has to follow psukim. That's the psak of the Ramor. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sivkot Ches, Vim lo amar psukim, lo yomar kaddish. If you didn't say psukim, then skip the kaddish too. Rak yaschu baruch hu below kaddish. Go right to baruch hu. Forget the kaddish. Now, again, when we say shir amalas mimakim, so those are psukim, so it's not a problem, right? They're not psukim from the usual psukim, but they are psukim. So that's okay. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you don't say the psukim, then go right to baruch hu below kaddish. Shela olam, he reiterates the point, shela olam lo timsa kaddish, believe psukim shalafonav. We never have a kaddish without psukim beforehand. Other than imlo hashat acher chazaras hatfila, except for what we call the kaddish shalom, kaddish tiskabel, after the chazaras hashat, like we just had by Myron, we had the chazaras hashat right after. I mean, there's no chazaras hashat. We had the kaddish tiskabel right after the shmona esrei, or by mincha. Let's say there's no tachanun. Today was a shor, there's no tachanun. So right after the chazaras hashat, you're right into kaddish. That's the exception. Imlo shashat acher chazaras tefila, obalachas ba'arvis, shakaddish koy al tefila, because that kaddish goes on Trila, goes on Davin. That's what somebody, I think the Levusha, somebody says, I couldn't find it, but somebody says that the Kaddish that we call Kaddish Tiskabel, when you say Tiskabel Tzoloson, that's what the words mean, be Mekabel at Trila. Tzoloson is totally, right? This is Trila. So, Tiskabel Tzoloson, we ask Kaddish Baruch Hu to accept that Trila. So that's why there's always a Kaddish Tiskabel following every Shmon Esrei. There's never not a Kaddish Tiskabel after any Shmon Esrei. Right? So that's a different story, right? It says, Shakaddish Koyal Atfila. Good. So that's all we need to see for the Mishnah Berurah at the moment. As I say, he reiterates the point that Dafka after, the Kaddish has to follow Psukim. Now, it's interesting, because it's Rosh Chodesh, I'll mention this, it's Nogeya to Rosh Chodesh. You'll find, if you travel to different communities, different schools, you'll find different practices regarding the following. Rosh Chodesh morning, this morning, it's on tomorrow morning, when you take your tefillin off, so where does the Kaddish fit in? Right, in some shuls, I'm sure you've all been in different shuls, some yeshivas, right after Valetzion, right, they'll say the Chatzi Kaddish, then everyone will stop, take off a tefillin, eventually the chazan or the rabbi, somebody got to give a clap, and you start the Shemona Esrei. That's how some shuls, other shuls, here in this particular shul, and also my shul like that, the meaning is, we take the tefillin off right after Valetzion, and then say the Chatzi Kaddish, right? So, now the Mishnah Berurah,
and others do it in the middle of Valetzion.
They start taking the tefillin off in the middle of the tzion. By initial Lishma Chukav. Right, those are close because of the Shomer, Lishma Chukav, yeah. So earlier on in the Mishnah.
Word, I think.
Okay. Right. Some of them take the tefillin earlier, I guess, in a low plug. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins earlier in Arachaim, Simon Chof Hei, Hilchos Tfilin, Sif Yud Gimel, Nogu Am Shelo Lichlots Tfilin Ach Kedusha Velotzian. Generally speaking, we don't take the tzon off till after the Kedusha Velotzian. And you mentioned, this mentioned the point, they used to make a bracha, so some shittas, you make a bracha when you take off the tzon, and you say Lishmo Chukov, so when you say, here a tzon, she Nishmo Chukecha, Balamazah, so that's Meramez. Okay. But that's not my topic now. But then he writes, the Yeh, the Ramoed, the Yeh, Misha Kosov, Al Tara Kabbalah, Shelo Lachot, Ad Shomer, Mshalosh Kedushas, Abba Kadeshim, that you shouldn't take off the tzon until after you heard three times Kedusha, that's Kedusha in Yotzer, right? Kedusha's Yotzer, and Kedusha's Shmarasa, and Kedusha of Olatzion, with all these three times they have Kedusha. And then four Kadeshim, the Hainul Acha, Kadeshosim, the Achi Noagan, and the Doctor came. And I think that's the more widespread minig nowadays, as he quotes some, the Ramor quotes. Now, the Ramor adds, the Mechaber adds, at the very end of that Sif, it's Simon Chof A in Sif, at the end of Sif, Yud Gimel, there, at the end, the Mechaber adds, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, Cholzim Osom Kodom Tfilos Musaf. Take them off before Musaf. Doesn't say exactly when, right, to cover it. Take them off before Musaf. And then the Ramor adds the same thing on Chalamoid. Okay. The Mishabura in Sifkot Nun Tes says the following. Achar Shechzira Sefer Torah Behechel. What it means, after they put the Sefer Torah back. Now, by Nusach Sar, they put the Sefer Torah back after Asher Valtzion. Which we don't. We put the Sefer Torah back first. Before on Shabbos, we put it back after Ashrei. Shabbos Yontef, right? We say Ashrei for them, put the Torah back. But Nusach Sar does that. Whatever there's Kisa Torah, Rosh Chodesh, Monday, Thursday, we say Ashrei Valtzion first, and then they put the Sefer Torah. But fine. But it says the Mishnah Berurah, Mekomoseinu, Shemachnisim Techev Achar Akriya, Yechaltem Achar HaKadosh Shekodem Tfilos Musaf. Mr. Brewer says you have to say it after the Kaddish, before Musaf. In other words, finish your Volatzion, Chatzi Kaddish, and then take off your Tzion, and then start Musaf. Right, as I said, many shuls, they give a bang, a clap, that's the Mr. Brewer. What's that? What do you mean?
Why are you connected to the issue of
the Torah? I think elsewhere he says it's not really, you're right, it's, he says elsewhere it's not a machokas. I'm not sure if, you'll be same as me either way. In the Sharatin it's going to be low pligi, it's the same shit. Yeah. Okay, good. But that's the Mishnah Berurah. Then he goes on, he quotes, well, your rabbi calls him. The Rosh Chodesh Yachlot Achar Kedusha Valotzion Kodem Shomer Hirat Somofanecha Shenishma Chukecha and so on. He says, take it off earlier. Alright. The Lo Yamtin Milchaltzem at Achar Kaddish Kedesha Lahasik Ben Kaddish Latzvila. The Shavuot in effect quotes both Minhagim. And as I said, you look around, I'm sure you'll see both Minhagim in different shuls. Okay, so the first thing he quotes, it seems to me what he prefers, you should take it off after the Chatzi Kaddish, and he quotes, but he does quote the Eli Rabba, and others say as well that you should take it off Dafka before the Kaddish. And the Kaddish, why? Because Shalola Hafsik bin Kaddish Latzila. So you can go directly from the Chatzi Kaddish right into the davening.
So they have the Nefesh around here?
Yeah,
should be here somewhere, no?
Yeah.
Bring it.
That's an interesting question. So the truth of the matter is, there's no real reason. Well, I shouldn't say that. On Sukkot is an issue because of the chatzitza of the tefillin and the luminescent. So I guess it's sort of like a low plug or whatever, so people do it Pesach to Pesach. Strictly speaking, there's no real reason. Matter of fact, some people have a minig on Chalamoid Pesach, the first day of Chalamoid, when they read Kaddish and Kol Bechor as the Kriyas HaTorah, which among the Pashas of Tzulon, they definitely want to keep their Tzulon on then. There's no real reason by Chalamoid, on the Chalamoid Pesach.
What's the
Indian
connecting
the Kaddish train to? What's that? Oh, so that's, I'll take my word for it. Rav Shechter in Nefesh HaRav, he quotes the following. If you want to look it up, it'll be on the page Kuf Tezvav on the topic of Kaddish and Baruch Hu.
If you don't see it, I'll say about them.
More or less. Basically, he said, the Rav said the following, that, and the Rav Shech said it's Nogeya to really the creation of, what is it? None here. All right, so I have to look it up. He says that the recitation of the Chatzi Kaddish is sort of what creates the Hechatensa of a Tzibur. A Tzibur, he demonstrates, not just Tom 10 people that happen to be diving in the same room. There's a Chalosh Shem Tzibur, the Brisker type of a, there's a Tzibur. So what is it that creates the existence of the Tzibur? That's the Chatzi Kaddish kind of creates that entity. And he says that therefore, just like we said before from the Mishnah Berurah, that there's a Kaddish Shoim after every Kaddish, after every Shemoneh Esrei rather, there's a Chatzi Kaddish before every Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, it may not be, now in the morning, it can't be right before because it's Nichas Gula Tzilim. Right, so you're not allowed to have interruptions in the end of the Brichas Kriyishma, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to make it before Baruch Hu, right? That's the earliest time. But every Shemoneh Esrei has a Chatzi Kaddish before it and a Kaddish Shalom after it. That's the, and it becomes, you say, part of the, it's part of the davening. That's basically the Rav's Yisod.
And okay?
So right, there should not be any kind of Hefzik because it's all one Hamshech. Okay, it's all one Hamshech of two. That's what Greenberg wrote up such a piece of, it's a part of a longer, I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but again, it's a Nefesh Avtei Kuf Tezvav, and he writes it not as extensively as that, but that's basically the basic result. Now, what the Rav Shechter adds though is, but there are other opinions just saw, the Kaddish is really on the Chatzi Kaddish, that's the Rav felt. And though for the Talmidim of the Rav, and I think that's why it was Nichta in this shul like that, many shuls around here, the Dafkas say, take off the Trillin before. I'm sure in Boston they did it right. They took the Trillin before the Chatzi Kaddish, but the Chatzi Kaddish belongs to Musaf. Right? It's not part of the Voltzion. It belongs to Musaf. So take off the Trillin first, as we know after. So people who follow the Rav's Minhagim or try to adhere to those
traditions. But the reason you take off the Trillin is because of Musaf.
Right, because therefore it shouldn't be on.
There's no, the longer you can keep the Trillin, the better you are.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, why should you take it earlier if you don't need to?
Well, okay, hold on. Right.
So it's kind of like saying, pass the knife, pass the salt.
It's Minyan. But anyway, that's the point that that we need to, that our Shechter brings up. But he adds the following. He said that, on the other hand, there is this other sheet, as we just saw, the Chatzi Kaddish, in fact, belongs to Psukim. So therefore, it's recommended, he said, that a Kol Zman, if you can, so the Chazin should say it to be Yotze L'chol HaDeis, so to speak, before starting the Chatzi Kaddish. Let's say here, I'm not saying, I don't know what the minute here in the shul is. I was, in my shul, I recommended a Chazin before, before saying the Chatzi Kaddish, to say it himself. The last two psukim of Nucha Yom, it's a couple of psukim, something psukim, so then you satisfy all the opinions. Then the Chatzi Kaddish goes on a psukim, and it goes on. It's not, it's no gay, I'll tell you when I was no gay. In many shuls, the rabbi gives a drosha, right? They put the Sefer Torah away, and the rabbi gives it. What just happened to my shul? I don't speak then. I speak after the star. I avoid the problem. But in many shuls, the rabbi gives a drosha right before Musa, right? They put the Torah away, Chadei Shamein Okekadem, and everybody sits down, and the rabbi gives a drosha for 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, and now they get up, and the Chatzi Kaddish, that's the Chatzi Kaddish belongs to Musa. But if you want to be Yotze on the safe side, so say it, let the Chazan himself say a few psukim. Or let's say, the Rav Shechter quotes all this, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hineni. Right, after you put this hefzik in between, I don't know, Hineni has, not really psukim, the borrowed the text, so to speak, but Melitza's a little bit. But anyway, so the Chazan has a whole long Hineni, so that's also, so that the assumption there is the Chatzi Kaddish is introducing Muslim. It's not going on the psukim when you put the Torah away, from earlier. So again, that's what the Rosh Hashanah quotes in a record to say for a couple of psukim, yeah.
Some
Kumsi Dorm
or some
Slitz. Not the Yignam Hashem, right. That's a, I don't know if it's for that reason, but it'll accomplish it. That's, it may not be for that reason, but it accomplishes that. So those are other times when it's Nogaya to say the psukim. But again, the Rosh basically showed is that the Chatzi Kaddish sort of serves as the introduction to Tfilah, the introduction to the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, just as a side point relating to the whole thing, really, because the Rav said it, but others really intimate the same thing. A little later in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, talking about the end of the davening, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, so in Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Hei, it says as follows, talking about the three steps. Gam Shatz Torach Lipsol Gimel Psios Keshem Spala Balachash. The Chazan should take his three steps back when he says the Shalom Shemoneh Esrei. Uchse Yachzar Til Mekol Ram Ein Torach Lachzor Lipsol Gimel Psios. He doesn't have to take again three steps by the Chazor Shatz. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah there, in Sivkot Yuches explains the Somech ala Psil Shala Kaddish, because he's going to take three steps back in at the end of the Kaddish Achar Valtzion. Right? After Achar Valtzion, he's going to take Osa Shalom, we're going to say that. So those three steps will cover the Shmoneh Esrei too, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Afal Pi Shemafsikim Bekriyas HaTorah V'Halav, you know, Akeno, even though he may have various other things in between, it's not right away. Nonetheless, Kulu L'Seda Tfila, boy. They're all part of extension. It's a Tfila Richter, if you will. It's all an extension of the davening. V'Kaddish Shalachareyem Choser Ikar Tfila Sidches. Just like we said, the Kaddish, like the Rav said, the same thing. Every Tfila has a Chatzi Kaddish before and a Kaddish Shalom after. May not come right after, but all those things that we say in between, it's all part of the same Hamshach. Okay? And now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Umikan diktiku achonim samachonim are makbid the ain l'shatz l'daber b'ini b'ini b'sicha shalom yana tefila. Therefore, the Chazan really shouldn't talk for the time of the Chazan Rosh Hashat till he says that Kaddish Shalom. Shouldn't have too much chattering. Yeah.
What about for shuls that switch
to Chazanim? So it's a good question, to which I don't know the answer. I'll just tell you, but the Dihava Urda, okay, this I think I was Shechta print. I told him he printed it in, I think, in Mipnin HaRav. I remember one time I was davening in YU, and the Rav had the yard site, and the Rav, one of the Minyanim, so the Rav davened for the Yomid, and then after the Chazar Sashatz, he was feeling a little weaker, he wanted to sit down, so he motioned, I happened to be the Gabbai, that means he motioned to me that I should take over. He didn't want to daven for the Yomid anymore. He was tired, whatever, he was, on my day, unfortunately, had a lot of ailments, you know, so I davened, and then, you know, okay, I started from, like we said, some should take over. I said, Asher, well, you know, so I said, Yagdil Tori Adir, and I was just about to start the Kaddishon, and he kind of nudged me out of the way, and he said the Kaddishon. Evidently, he said it's part, you know, he held that it's part. Now, again, there are posts going to say otherwise, and that's not the wise for as you pointed out. Many shuls, they have a lot of avalim, so they want to give everybody a chance to... But anyway, that seems to be the rubber. I was there, so that I know happened. So he may have thought that he's consistent. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says, nonetheless, the Chazan shouldn't talk, unless it's Minyan Atzila, obviously, because the Kaddish goes back onto the davening. So Adkan, in terms of the relationship, so here we see that Kaddish serves as the introduction to Shmoneh Esrei, and the Kaddish Shalom is a conclusion to Shmoneh Esrei, and the other point of the Kaddish is the Chatzi Kaddish that it goes on the Psukim, as we mentioned.
The year of the Rotzon, when a Kaddish is finished the Shmoneh Esrei.
To say it or not to say it, yeah. So that's a different discussion. The Shmoneh Esrei is bracketed by two psukim. Hashem says, I tiftach at the beginning, Yulot Tzomifi at the end. So, again, the Rav held that since it's part of the Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazan should say both out loud. And again, I imagine in Boston, I mean, Talmidim of the Rav do that. Others say, you say it quietly, both of them quietly, but that's what it is. The Shmoneh Esrei both begins and ends with these psukim. So Shmoneh Esrei is sandwiched by these two psukim. Again, the Rav said it to say it out loud. Not everybody holds like that.
Why in Moshe Shabbos in Mali, you don't sit it Kabbal on the first Kaddish?
Just a Chatzi Kaddish, when you go into Vinom.
Because
again, the Atta Kaddish is part of the Seder Tefillah. See, somebody said that the Chatzi Kaddish is an interesting thing. I don't, you know, Chatzi Kaddish would seem at first glance to, you know, to introduce. You don't just, you need something to introduce Tefillah. I was discussing with some of my shul ones, and he had this whole theory, but the only problem is there's one, no tefillah, no, nothing, even if it's just Kriya, nothing should start with the Chatzi Kaddish always introduces, whether it's a Dorosh B'Kedusha, there are different theories about it. The one question is that on Mincha Yom Kippur, we go right into we take out the Sefer Torah. So I thought maybe that's a ride, there should be no break. We go right from Kaddish Shalom into... Alright, even in Marshall, I give some break, and you know, people plots otherwise, but that's the one time that theory doesn't work. So it's a good question. The other time, by the way, we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel is, let's say, on Tisha B'Av Shachris, we leave it out. We leave out Tiskabel, because it's saw some philosophy, Tisha B'Av Shachris. Tisha B'Av Meir, we do say it the first time, we don't say it after Eicha. That's because we said it already. Okay, anyway, let me just go on to another point that relates to Kaddish, I think is really also interesting in terms of the connection to Pesukim. Back in Siman Nun Dalad that we started with in the Orachaim, So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Neches, who says the idea that relating to Psukim. Okay. Now the Mechaber also writes over there that the Ramah, right? Like we said before, Eina Omer Kaddish below Tehillah. You never say below Tehillah Shalafonav. You never say Kaddish without a, you know, some Divrei Shevach or you know, before it. He says Sukkot Neches Mishnah Berurah. O achar tefila, or after Shmoneh Esrei, like you mentioned, Kosher Chazav, Steve Cotton, Coden, yeah. V'chein achar shalomad eze inin mitar shabal peh. Likewise, if you've learned something from Torah shabal peh, yucholom kaddish d'rabbanon. You can say the kaddish d'rabbanon. Okay? Now, then he says, I forgot to read, give me the Magen Avraham, the Mishulchan Aruch volume Aleph. Okay, Orachayim Aleph, and he says, so it'll say, but I'll read from the Mishnah Berurah first. It says, because he says, "V'ayim b'mogan avram," which we'll do in a second. Shemasik the dafka im amar achareiz al kolponim mitzvos dvar agada. You learn, but you have to say something from agadic type of material. The oz yuchal lomar akadosh derabbanan ki ikar akadosh zeh niskan. Thank you. Niskan al dvar agada. That Kaddish, what we call the Kaddish Derabbanan, that was instituted dafka for inyanim relating to for learning Agadita, Agadic Gemara. Valkain minig Gilkol Yisrael, writes the Mishnah Berurah. That's why the minig Gilkol Yisrael is Lomar Achar Pirkei Avos. If you learn Pirkei Avos of Achar B'Memadlikin, Hamamer Chanan Berkasha Omer, right? Ratzar Kaderochel Zaktis, etc. Oh, Omer Abelos Chanan Tami Dechon Marim Shalom Olam Shenema, right? The minig is to say those pieces of Agadita. ולפי זה יש לזור כשלומדים משנייס יום ובסוף הלים על המאמר וכאן המרכז של קדומה כדי שיוכלו לומר על ידי זה אחר כך הקדש זה רבונה. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah there. He goes on to the other things. But in any event, he says this is the minig, and we all know, we've all heard this minig very often. The rabbi, somebody talks with the Mechamar, they say the Chana Kasha, when we say Shabbos morning after Kelab Keno, we say Pitam Akhtaros, we say it there, or after Bamamad Likin, we say Bamamad Likin, we say Bamamad Likin, so we say these things in order to be able to flow, so to speak, into the Kaddish Drabbana. Now, what's the mucker for all of this? We'll get to it momentarily. Where does all this come from? So there's a Gemara in the very end of Masechet Sota, the last stop in Masechet Sota, and off Mem Tesom and Aleph. The Gemara makes an astounding comment there, a famous comment. In the middle of the page, the Gemara says that the whole world, right, the Torah, the world is subjected, unfortunately, to various klolos and so on that we have to endure, we've had to endure. So the Gemara asks a simple question, V'ala alma amai kamakayim. So what keeps the world in motion? Right, all these were, all these klolos, that's how Rashi says, given we have all these tragedies, all these curses and terrible things, Ela alma amai kamakayim, says Rashi, ma'achar shaklola haleches tomi durabo. Right, there's so many curses, they get worse and worse and so on. So the Gemara answers, a kedusha de sidra by a heishmei rabba da garata. What keeps the world going is kedusha de sidra, that's of the kedusha of volatium, says Rashi, seder kedusha, shalo tiknu el shukon yisrael oskim b'torah b'chol yom dabar muad, sha'omer kriyasa v'targumo. What's that, you know, what are we saying, again, kadosh, 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 and again, baruch, baruch, shem, kom, we said it in the Chazaras HaShat, we said it in Brechus Kriyashma. What, I was instituted that we should learn something, that's why we say the targum. Right, it's not the literal targum; it's the explanatory targum. Because we don't just translate it Aramaic. We say Kaddish Bishmei Maroma, Kaddish Alara. Each Kaddish represents something else. And all those psukim, all those quotes from Targum Yonason Targum Yishalmi in those psukim that are built into Volatzion. So he says, you say Kriyoso v'Targumo. So you learn something. The Hain Kisha Oskim v'Torah, the Kaim v'Shonoi v'Chol Yisrael v'Talmidim u'Am Eretz Yeshkan, and that's said by everybody. And the biggest Talmid Chachamim say. Everybody says that. Everybody comes and learns that little bit every day, right? There doesn't have to be somebody's learning Daf Yomi or somebody's learning something else, right? The fancy Shia, Pilpul. Everybody says that. Hain, both Kol Yisrael, Tamina Adam Eretz, right? The Yesh Kan Shtayim, Kedush Hashem. You have Kedusha, right? Thank Hashem's name. And the Talmud Torah, right? And Talmud Torah, V'chogivu, V'chein Yehesh Me'rab Baruch, Sh'olam Achar HaGodesh, Adarsh and Dorish Baradim, B'chol Shabbos. They used to have every Shabbos, Adarsh and would give a drosha. Are you Nogin Kach, the Shamanik Batsim, Kol Ha'om, Lishmo, everybody heard, came to listen. V'she'ena Yom Shamalokha, nobody had to go to work. Everybody came and listened to the Shira on Shabbos. The Yesh Kan Torah, the Kiddush Hashem, important, Rashi, keep the point in mind. That's the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Tes and Aleph. It's interesting, the Be'er Sheva, early Achronim, has in his commentary on that Gemara in Sota Mem Tes, he says, L'chorohar nirali, denoka da'garato. It's interesting. It says the world stands because of the Yehishmei Rabba da'garato. What about the Yehishmei Rabba in Kaddish Yosom, or the Heshmei Rabbi in the Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu, or the Heshmei Rabbi in Kaddish Shon? Doesn't say. Seems like it's Dafka, the Heshmei Rabbi of Kaddish Dagarato, the what we call the Kaddish Drabonim. Why? Dafka Lafuke al Shmeitz of the Hainu Halochas. It's Dafka on Agada, and it's not only on knowledge, it's on learning, but it's Dafka. What about if I learned the Dafyo? What if I learned the Mishnah? I learned Halocha. Why Dafka on Kaddish Dagarato? So it says, it's Dafka. The Hainu Halachas, Dina V'Yisra Hetta V'Tumah Tara, ain't over Kaddish Rabbanon. You're learning Halachas and Tumah and Tara and Son and Kodesh and whatever. No, we don't say it then. Kevon She'ein Nikbotzim Kol Ha'am. Because that's not what gathers all the people. Right? Afilo Am Eretz Yishmod. Drosha B'Shmaitza Kemo Ba'Gadata. Agadata, you know, uplifting, spiritual, homily, whatever we want to call it. Right? That everybody likes, and everybody wants to come here. That somebody's going to come to give a shiur on some very lumdisha topic. Okay, so people are coming, and they start, they can come and follow. People who are not as well trained, so that's not for them. But a rabbi, somebody is a darshan speaking on Agadata, something that captures everybody's attention, inspires everybody, inspirational speech, so everybody likes. Everybody, I remember, you know, the Rav, I was in the Rav Shir, so it was the last years, but even then, and all Rebbeim are like that. My students like that also, you know. I'm teaching Gemara, I said, I remember one time, there was a shh, I don't want to say what's this, you know, those who tell a story, someone's, when he's explaining the Gemara, they're always saying shush, but as soon as he says, I remember Chaim said, what, all of a sudden, so they want to hear the story. Everybody remembers stories. It's Moshe Chatzalev. It's part of the package, so to speak. I don't mean it in a derogatory fashion. It's part of what attracts people. Anyway, and he quotes the Gemara. The Be'er Sheva brings a ride from the Gemara. The Gemara is earlier in Sota says, Rabbi Avoh, Darsh Bagadato, Rabchia Ba'aba Darsh B'Shmaitza. Rabbi Avoh would say Agadic material, and the Rabchia Ba'aba would say more, learning and Lundish material. Doris Bishma Shavkua Kul Amar Bchiba Abba Vazigabi Be'adav. More people went to the Doris Ravo. That's more Amami, so to speak. Okay, so he says that's why it's Yehishmei Rabbah. El Mishum Shekevan Shanoid B'chol Yisob B'taminu Uva Amerit Yesh Kan Shtayim Torah V'Kidus Hashem. I quote that Rashi, right? B'Avid Dumi L'Kedusa Yisir Shekol Yisol Shavim Bo. Because I got it to everybody. Everybody's into that, right? And you have the double whammy of Kedus Hashem Yehishmei Rabbah is Galav Yiskadah Shemei Rabbah, right? And the Katamu Torah and so on. It's more. It's greater value. Tafilo Amerit Minosav Lachenu Chovim K'depirish Rashi. Then he writes as follows. Gati Matosi only, I found the support of Kamen, Beperis HaMishnayis LaRamam Zalzof Pirkei Avos, Zeloshona. He quotes from Rambam the end of Pirkei Avos. As you know, maybe you don't know, so I'll clarify, and then Pirkei Avos, we have six Proclam Pirkei Avos, right? But the first, if you look in Mishnayis, Maseches Avos, only five Proclam. The sixth parak of Pirkei Avos is called, it starts with the word Shanu Chacham, sometimes I call it Shanu Chachamim, or it has the 48 ways of acquiring Torah, so sometimes I call it Parak Kinyan Torah. Okay, but that's not Mishnayos. That's not really part of Maseches Avos. Look in the Mishnayos, the regular standard edition of Mishnayos, Maseches Avos has five parakim. The sixth parak is Brises. It doesn't mean it's not important, but it's not really part of Pirkei Avos. It was appended to Pirkei Avos one reason or another. So, in a regular edition where you have the parish on Mishnayos of the Rambam, So in some older editions, that's apparently what the Be'er Sheva had, you had a parish of the Rambam, which we have a running parish of the Rambam, parish of Mishnah's Rambam, for the first five Prokhm of Pirkei Avos. And apparently in old editions, they also printed the parish of the Rambam on the sixth parish. In the more recent years, and that's what I have here, there's a note at the very end of Parakeh, Omar calls the whole Sifra Shas Nidfas Beferish Mishnayos Rambam Gama Perish LePerik Shanu Chacham Hashem Rambam. The old editions they would print the Perish of the Rambam on Perik Shanu Chacham in the sixth Perik also. Bechein Nidfas Gama Mishnayos and Nidfas Alpi Rambam Benapolis Nas. It was this edition, that edition, all the old editions. You go look it up in the library in Venetian here and there. Ulam Kula Kari Iral Zeharbe Chacham Ochichu Kiamat Pisim Shogu. It's clear that the printers made an error. Whatever that is, not from the Rambam. They demonstrate, scholars demonstrate that it's not the Rambam who wrote that particular parish. Many assume it's actually Rashi, not the Rambam. Okay, but Lachain Yisrael also Baal Medrash. Shmuel, close to the Maharal. We probably go like that, and so on. And that's how, in this edition that I have here, they printed as Rashi. Okay, and that's, I think, the more modern print. Everyone assumes it's Rashi. And they found that the Arabic translations in the Rambam didn't have it, and so on. So the assumption is that it's Rabbeinu Shlomo, and it's Rashi, and so on. The Be'er Sheva was operating on the assumption that it's Rashi. And it becomes important for what he says, although we'll see it'll actually solve a problem. But let's just read it quickly. It says, Chananya ben Akasha Omer. That's the very last price of Tesvav. In Shano Chacham is this Amor Chanan Akasha, Ratzal Mokum, Zachasel, Lafika Chibam Tormitz, Zemar Hashem Chavetz Mansi, So this parish, which the Be'er Sheva assumed was the parish of the Rambam, says as follows, Lo v'lemil sigav maseches ovos, elo maseches makos. This is actually in maseches makos. It's borrowed. So it's not part of Pirkei Avos. It's not even part of that list of brises in Shana Chacham. It's added on. It's appended from maseches makos. Why? Lefi sheyesh bo siyum no'eh, no'gu kol ha'om la'omor b'sov kol perik u'perik. Because there's a beautiful ending here, Balam Tar Mitzvah, Shema Hashem Chofetz Man Tzimka, Yagdol Tar Yadir. There are beautiful things. So the Minig Yisrael developed, says, whoever this is, the Be'er Sheva Sunna is the Rambam, said it's appended to every single parak, not just here in the sixth parak, actually. There are many appended, I think you look in the Siddurim, I think they printed it after every parak, no? At the end of every parak in Pirkei Avos, because it has this Siyum Noah. And he says, Lefisha Ein Omrim Kaddish Ala Mishnah El Al Haggadah. Says this Rambam here again, we're assuming it's the Rambam for the moment. You don't, like we said, you don't say Kaddish on a Mishnah, it's gotta be on a Gadic material. Domar Mar, Sota Memtes, the Gemara showed you, Yeshmer Abba Degarata. Okay, so that's his riot, so to speak. So the Be'er Sheva quotes this as well, and that's exactly what he said. What I'm saying, that's what I said, because it's something everybody's part of, it's agadic material and so on. Now, the only thing is, you know, he wants to be honest, because he says, Omnam, Harambam Gufe, Kos of Lehefek Bechiburo. I don't have it here, but we'll read it from here. I'll do it here. At the end of Sefer Avo, that's the Rambam where he has Alachas of Tefillah and so on, so he prints this Siddur. The Rambam prints the Siddur, the very back of all the standard editions of the Rambam. At the end of at the end of Hilchos Nil, is the last thing I have. Seidat Tefillah Shal Kol Hashanim. So he prints this Siddur, so to speak. So there, the Rambam says, I'll read it from the Be'er Sheva, he says, the Rambam, Gufay, Kotab, Chibur, the Seder, Philip, Nizra, Kaddish, Zeloshono, Kaddish, Dirabonon, Kol, Asor, Mishol, Oyosesh, Osm, Talmud, Torah, Shvapeh, any group of 10 people or more that were getting together to learn Torah, Shvapeh, then he writes, Vafilu, Bimidroshos, Ohagados, Keshein, Messiah, Omer, Echabem, Kaddish, Dirabonon, Arkan, Oshono. So the Be'er Sheva is a steerer. Because in Pirkei Avos, he said, that it's Dafka Agarata, like we said before, like the Be'er Sheva himself claims, and like it looks like the Morin Sota. It's Dafka Agarata. Here, the Rambam says, anytime you learn, Afilu Midrashos Agarata, even if it's just Agarata. What do you mean even if it's just Agarata? Before it seems like it said that, and after the simple reading of the Morin Sota, it says Dafka Agarata. So we can have an answer that it's no steer in the Rambam because the Rambam didn't write that on the Parish of Mishnah. So that's, again, the Be'er Sheva assumed it was. So in terms of the Kasha, that it's a steer in the Rambam, it's not a steer in the Rambam. The assumption is that wasn't authored by the Rambam altogether. But there are different ones here to find the one. Okay. But anyway, so he says, near Bedvar of Hodanok of Khan Dagar de la Busa, I feel like I'm coaching him to Shmite to the Chavir Tvei. Sounds like the Lundus of learning is even better than I got it. So, nearly time of the Rambam, he says that it's a better, he brings riots, that the people should come to Shul. That's why there's a meaning in some place they didn't learn Ksuvim in the afternoon on Shabbos. So they want people to not miss the shirim. Okay, so he speaks about the value of shirim and so on. Okay, in fact, that's what he says. It might be called Kaddish Drabbanon. Why is it called nicknamed Kaddish Drabbanon? Because of the learn Drabbanon. But at the end, anyway, he says he doesn't really understand because what is this Rambam? What he assumes is the Rambam and others saying? He's saying you have to add a Bechana Kasha because Zagarata isn't the whole Pirkei Avos. What's the whole Pirkei Avos? Not only that. But he says, we don't want to say a Mishnah. That is a Mishnah. It's from Mishnah Makas. Rechana Kasha is a Mishnah Makas. So at the end, he says, Lui de Mistafina Mechavroi, Haisi Omer She'ein Zemi Dibbe HaRambam Zal. I don't think the Rambam said it. Ela Eza Talmud Torah Meshubash Kotzafer. Some student made a mistake. The Rambam didn't say it. So again, we know that it's probably not the Rambam. The only thing is it may be Rashi. Okay, but nevertheless, that's the position advanced by the by the Be'er Sheva. Now, Morgan Avram, we just need to finish up with this, the Morgan Avram in that same siman, Nun Dalad, okay, the Morgan Avram has a different answer. You got me the tour by mistake. The Morgan Avram quotes this Be'er Sheva. Again, it's in Siman Nun Dalad. Mama's finishing up. It's in Nun Dalad and Sifkotin Gimel. The Kosa Be'ez Shin is the Morgan Avram is talking about the Be'er Sheva. And he refers to this Be'er Sheva and he says that the Talmud Torah, he says the only problem is they have it here. The Tur also brings it. So what is it? The Talmud Torah and the Tur also? Everybody, all the students, you know, when you find something in one source, so you can say, okay, it was a copying mistake, but if you find it already in multiple sections, if you find it already in multiple sources, then it's a little bit harder. Now, you could say that they all got it from the same, original source, but, they all got it from the same original source, but nonetheless, it's harder to tie that it was a Talmud Torah if more than one person said it. So here, I'll just read from the Morgan Avram quickly. Again, what do we say? It was Siman, the first one. Sorry. Siman Nun Dalad. So with all the news, the son, Baruch Hashem, you know, for us old timers, it mixes up. So the Morgan Avram writes, it's Yivkotin Gimel, Kosov Be'er Sheva, Binyam Kadosh Rabbon, he quotes the Rambam, and so on, he quotes the Steer in the Rambam. However, the Morgan Avram writes, Avalikute Pardes, a certain Sefer Kosov, Kishat Sefer Omen Posuk, O Mishnah Torah, Lomar Kadosh. The Taka, it doesn't matter what it is. Not a Mila Gadato. Lefichach Omen Kadosh Achar Psuk in the Zimra, Vaf Achar Mishnah Goma Mamadlikin, the Omen Siuman, Omer Rabbelozer, Omer Rechanina, and so on. So he seems to say, and that's how the Machzah says later, I'm not going to read the Machzah Shekel, but Machzah Shekel explains that really all Torah Shabbat Peh requires the Kaddish afterwards, okay, but Medivin Minig developed that we dafka say it after, it's just a Minig, based on this Likutei Pardes, so somehow the Minig developed to say it afterwards, just like we do by Enkelokeinu, Mamadlikin, so the Minig is to dafka say a few psukim or Rechana Merkasha or something along those lines. So that's what I'm going to Rome. So he doesn't buy necessarily that it was a Talmud Torah. He says, not a steer, the Ikar Adin, so to speak, is that it's any learning. Tal Minig, it got to Agarata. He doesn't explain fully why, yeah.
We went
after
the Shalosh Megillus
and Yantif,
and the basic
chorus. The Shalosh Megillus is the Kaddish Yosom, though. What's the nature of that Kaddish Yosom is a good question. Maybe it's to make it's a Kaddish Yosom. And the basic chorus also said after learning, though. There was something they learned Mishnais by Hakamas Samatseva or something like that. That's also after they saw all these Mishnais. Yeah, the question is, should you say that Psuk? I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe you should. I don't know.
Isn't that you're required to say Kaddish Dorabonim?
That's a further question.
Who says Kaddish Rabbana?
What? Any person? Doesn't have to be awesome. That does not have to be awesome.
So
like by a seum, yeah.
So it's like it's needed. Or to some degree. What
yeah.
Keeps the world young.
Right, right. So you're saying, how come after the shoe we don't say? I don't know. Maybe we could. But they're valid. A lot. Again, it's a good question.
Every blusher and every history.
Yeah, right, every day. So that's not the meaning. I'll just finish off by pointing out from the Birka Yosef and the Chidor, in that same Siman Nunhei. The Chidor quotes this as well. Again, it's in the Nun Heis of Cotton Aleph. He quotes the Morgan Avram, and then he says, he tries to elaborate, he says why. He says, really, it's the whole thing. Everything needs it. In fact, he says, it's a riot from the Gemara and Sota the other way. The Gemara says, Ahi Heishme Rabba da Gadata. Why don't you say a Heishme Rabba in general? Or a Heishme Rabba in learning? Because it means Afilo Agarato. That's a he resolves the theory. Even the Gemara in Sota means Afilo Agarato. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to say anything. We're Heishme Rabba. Right? Okay, if you can say it that way. The Nira Hatam, says the Chidor, well, this is finished. Nira Hatam, the Kevan that Goda Moshechet Libo Shel Adam. Not just like Rashi said that everybody Amaretz and Tamilcham together learn, or they say Kaddish of Alotziyam, Kedusha of Alotziyam, everybody's equal, or Agarta, but it's more than that. It's Moshech Libosam, Yismach Yisrael. Okay? It's Simchas Mitzvah. It gives a person a certain feeling that now you want to glorify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Agarata does. That's the Birkei Yosef. That's what Agarata accomplishes is that it's not just learning. It's learning that gives you a good feeling. That you feel like, sometimes you learn a Gemara, it's very involved, and you get a geschmack from learning, but, you know, it's not the same kind of Simcha. I'm not saying about Simcha learning. We know the Eglay Talents of it. But it's It's like, you know, a Gadatha is a nice vort, which is what I say, Yerushalayim, something, Avraham Avinu. You walk away, you feel like, oh, you know, this is something that uplifted you, so it was a spiritually uplifting in a certain way. And that's for everybody. Big time, okay, you can get the same thing out of it, you know, out of a thing out of Tosin or Chaim. But for the average person, you know, this is more attractive. That's what Chiddush says. It gives you a certain sense of simcha. And that's why some couple of you asked the question, and I found the Shulchan Aruch addresses this. What about the Kaddish at the end of Rabbi Yishmael, right, in the morning before Mizmor Shiryan of Karbonis? He wondered, this is in Simon Nun Dalet again in the Shulchan Aruch Balatanya. He says at the end, Minako Yisrael and so on, he quotes him in Hogan. So he says, we always say Chanam Akasha and so on. So he says, you know, when you say the... when you say Yiratzon Shibana Beis Hamikdash Meher Vemeino, that does it, because that accomplishes the same thing. I'm putting together the Shulchan Harav and the Chidor, right? The same uplifting. Okay, you know, you have to know who said it. But even without that, I think that you know, the people who you know, when you learn and you know, you say Yiratzon Shibana Beis Hamikdash, Achar Eizel Mekomen Dai B'Siyam Tfilos Yiratzon. After, really, it's going on Eizel Mekomen, right? That's learning. It was a Mishnayis, a Masechah Zvachim.
What about the
Ketoret? Okay.
What about the
Ketoret? I'm saying, you say, the Torah should be uplifting by itself. Okay.
No,
we do say that. We say, Amar Lozach, Adanem Echam Ar Shalom Shnemar. We quote those Pesuk at the end. Umar Achayver Ar Adar Shalom Bach, we do say.
Hashem Chafetz Man Sod.
No, we have Hashem Ozam Aitain, Hashem Ozam Aitain. Yeah, that's okay. That works.
The same idea.
Yeah. No, those already are linked by the earlier post. They link that with your Rechana Akasha. That is also Tagarata. Right, so that's okay. The question is, when we say Ezel Mekomon and we say Bishmo, so where's the Agarata? So I'm just saying, so the Balatanya suggests this idea that, you know, he's bothered by the problem a little bit. He says, why don't we have it? He says, Achar Ezel Mekomon died to see him Tfilas Yiratzon. Because I thought perhaps the Tfila for Binyan Beis Hamikdash, even though it's not a Gadata per se, but that gives you, it's like in the end of the Dvar Torah, you say, Meher V'Amen, Omen, Na'adbiyas Goltzerek, Meher V'Amen, it gives you a certain push or a certain uplifting quality to it, so therefore it takes the place. In any event, I'll note that if we have this Teda, not the talk, so maybe Taka also, when you give a shir and you go, right, you should say the Kaddish right away. Also, not to have a hefsek, and you know, just like we don't want to have a hefsek between the psukim and the Kaddish, whether it's a Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish or four, or not have a hefsek between the Shemoneh Esrei and the ultimate Kaddish Tiskabel. So maybe when you're learning also, and the rabbi says, I'm a Kaddish, you shouldn't wait around for the Kaddish. So that's our practice right away. The rabbi calls Kaddish Rabbana, you know, some along those lines, because you also should have a hefsek, you should go directly on that very last thing, which is, like the Chidor said, it's Simcha, it's Moshe Chasaleit, or like the Baal Tanya said, the same thing with the Tfilah.
The common mistake is that if there's no yato in the shul, they don't say Kaddish after
Right. Now, Lane's different there, but the Kaddish after Lane, you can say. That's a whole different story. Right. So the Kaddish, but the truth is, the whole nature of Kaddish, that's a different shiur. But if you're interested, I can tell you where to look. Once wrote something about that. You know, but the whole idea of Kaddish is that it's responsive. The Chazan invites the Imru Amen. Right, he's telling you, and I'm inviting you to say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. The nature of Kaddish is that it's responsive. So everybody says it together, then if they lose that, that
form of Shibor, according to the...
Oh, okay, you can say that, but even without that, though, and I'm, you know, and again, you know, but you should know that among Sardim and among certain Ashkenazim, Yekis and so on and so forth, even the Kaddish Yosem, they wrote, only one Yosem says it. There can be 10 people in the Shul, but assign it to different people. And that's, I once wrote an essay about that in the Beis Yitzchak, which I can refer you to if you want, that was the Chazon Ish's practice. I followed that practice myself when I was in Ovel. I didn't follow, Rosh Hashanah followed that, and the Yekas do that, and certain
Sardis. Even in Ovel's house.
What?
Even in Ovel's house.
Well, they say that one
Kaddish. There's three people there that are sitting, only one says
it. Right, that's how it depends, different minhagim. Okay, wish everybody a good job. Yeah.